The 35th Infantry Division was a Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri National Guard unit. The division had served in combat in France in World War I. Captain Harry S. Truman was in command of an artillery unit. Later, he became President of the United States. In 1940, President Franklin Roosevelt called the 35th to active duty. The USA was still at peace, but Germany had started World War II in 1939, and the President found it prudent to expand the United States Army, just in case it was needed. Our relationships with the Japanese had grown progressively worse when they attacked Pearl Harbor by Japanese bombers on December 7, 1941. We were at peace when they struck our forces. Their declaration of war was delivered to the United States several hours after the attack. President Roosevelt, speaking to the nation, declared, "December 7, 1941, a day that will live in infamy." Our naval losses at Pearl Harbor were catastrophic. Nothing was left to prevent an attack on the West Coast. The 35th Division was rushed to California to protect the West Coast from invasion by the Japanese, but it never happened. After attacking Pearl Harbor, Japanese forces struck south toward Australia. With the threat of the invasion over, the 35th left California, participated in extensive training, including Tennessee maneuvers and mountain maneuvers in West Virginia. Our ranks were filled with replacements from many states, and we were judged combat ready. We shipped to England in May 1944, successfully avoiding German submarines. We were stationed in Cornwall, the southern tip of England. The pre-invasion buildup was enormous. Every village and field housed American troops and equipment. The D-Day invasion of France looked imminent. General Dwight Eisenhower and General George Patton visited the 35th and gave us words of encouragement and wished us well. Then, on June 6, 1944, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy. The 35th was soon to follow.